On the same parenting call on May 6, 2023, you also said the following. Thank you, Ananda. I am really happy that you are in a position where you can help both the parents as well as the children in Iran. And they really need it because they are either extremely spoiled or they've been really battered. We have this, and then the questioner says, we have the same problem in adults. As you have mentioned, this problem in Bodrum or in FDE about most of the Iranian girls. Although we are weak and we do not have enough self-confidence, we are spoiled and expect a lot. And she wants to know, Sat, what have we done in Iran that resulted in weak and battered children? How have we been treated? I want to know to help myself and also how not to deal with the next generation unconsciously.
I don't understand the question. I really don't, because if she's saying about herself or the children at her school, I mean, I don't know how to answer that. I really don't. You know, what I found out about people that come from Iran and the young adult that come, you know, we have mother love or father love toward our children. And the difference between a lot of the parents in Iran, particularly the mothers, than what we do here is that their love has a lot of passion in it. In other words, they much rather their children to stay with them until they're 6 years old, that means 6-0, than to leave home, than to fly. And this has become a problem because until they are 40, 50, still the mother cooks for them. Still the mother makes their bed. Still the mother washes their clothes. They do go out and work, but it's ridiculous because when we look at the nature, the birds, they look after their cheeks and they go and find worms and put it in their mouth and do all that. But once they get a certain age, they help them fly. So, and that is damaging because it takes away the confidence that I am able to stand a job. I'm able to hold a job. Either that is very damaging in Iran or broken homes, which is here too. No difference. A lot of screaming, a lot of chaos in the house, not an inch of peace. So those are the things that one should be watchful. Really, the law of creation is love, 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 L-O-V-E. And if we live by it, we live by grace. So I don't know if I answered a question that I didn't even understand or not, but that's what I could do.